The Ghana Meteorological Agency says although there is a marked improvement in visibility, the Hamilton has suddenly resurfaced and the weather will change for the onset of the rains in the second week of April. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a meteorologist, Kafi Kwashiga, said the public, especially farmers, need to pay attention to weather reports before cultivating.
It's not gone totally. The dust particles are still in the air. But it's just that the visibility has improved slightly. And that is going to cause a relaxation in it. Just about a 2 weeks or 3 weeks time, maybe we'll see another incursion of it. So it is just on and off. It is not continuous as one would think. When the moisture comes in, the moisture will improve the visibility. Then after the moisture has dropped, then the intensity of the Hamilton comes back. So that is how we are expecting it.
How soon are we going to experience the rains? Are they coming?
In fact, under normal circumstance, we should start the rain by the latter part of March for the western region. Then it will gradually pick up as we go on to the other southern sectors of the country, April and then May. But for this year, we are expecting El Nino effect. Then the El Nino is pushing in the dust particles so much that this year we are seeing the Hamilton intensity greater than the year. So the dust particles are what is delaying the... But we are just hoping that the conditions will normalize, then we'll see the rains coming.
So what other changes should we expect in the weather pattern?
Yeah, we are expecting some cloud gashing. That is, the moisture is going to... up. And when the moisture picks up, it's going to give us some cloud formation. And then the cloud formation is going to resolve some rain. Then after the rain, we'll see the normalization of the Hamilton for some period. Then it will pick up again.
You were talking about the onset of the rains. Can you give us specific periods with which we are to be expecting this?
Hopefully, we are expecting the rains to come in normally around April. So let's say by the second week of April, at least we will see catching of moisture and then the cloud formation.